Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Multimillionaire Kelly Dodd shows out tonight on The Real Housewives of Orange County. We're season 11, episode 7, Something's Fishy, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Drop it.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Orange County panel. We're ready to talk about tonight's episode and get into everything going down. There's going to be a lot of censoring, perhaps. So we're going to keep it clean for you. Yeah, we're going to keep it clean here tonight. Yes, because tonight's episode is full of all types of nasty and disgusting things that Heather couldn't handle. So let's talk about some things that went down in tonight's episode. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the full panel is here.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And hello, I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
Sounds good. Let's talk about tonight's episode, which opens up with this planning of the sushi dinner. What is this? This is a traditional Japanese sushi dinner.
Like, very traditional.
Yes.
I just get excited whenever I feel like we're going to get cultured. Like, I'm going to learn some things tonight on
culture,
Real Housewives.
Culture by Bravo. Yes. So Kelly talks about the lunch that she had with Shannon. Mm-hmm. And she says that Shannon is not her kind of girl, which I would be like, okay, like, I kind of will make statements about people like that. She'll be, you know, just not, like, I thought it was very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see the range of distaste and dislike in this episode, the world according to Kelly. Tamara says that Nina, she passes along the message. So Nina said that you have to SD to pay your bills.
And we're not talking San Diego, people.
Yes. And that's when Kelly, at the first off, she had to let us know, well, I've been a millionaire for years and years.
Yes.
That was a defense, okay?
Mm-hmm. What does that even matter? What does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
I know. She was struggling even to say it. Just say it. You know you're going to say it.
She's like, I am an educated millionaire.
Yes.
Damn it.
And she sure sounded like one.
What else happened on here? Brianna had a moment with Vicky. I think we all enjoyed that scene.
Very much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was
so
sweet.
Mother and daughter scene. Dawn came up. Vicky's desperate to fill the love tank once again.
Yeah, this is like the conversation that I think we all want to have with Vicky. Yeah. Like, so hey, how you doing? What's going on in your love life? And hey, that Don, he was really great, wasn't he? And you know, he still has that boat. And I mean, the grandkids would love to go on the boat. We're just saying, and you know.
Brianna said that would solve the boat problem.
Yep.
Getting back together with old Don.
Yeah. Maybe she just needs a little bit more time and then think about it, Vicky, and then, you know, make your way back to Don.
She's definitely a good guy. Made some comments in the past about the divorce being a mistake. And definitely that seed is planted in the mind of Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she paid out big money.
Right, and she's just had such a hard time since it. You know, I think she thought things were going to go very differently. And she would find someone else, younger, better, whatever, you know. And it just didn't happen.
Yeah,
and
it's not happening right now.
Yeah, it's been a rough road.
I'm laughing because I follow Shannon on Facebook, and I turn on notifications because she's always doing these live stream videos with her and her husband. Ooh. I tweet them
Shannon
out.
Shannon and David?
Shannon and David, yeah.
Wow.
So I tweet them out every once in a while because they're interesting, and she just posted, we're at the bar, join us for a cocktail. I could just see her saying that. I only wish it was a real text message. But her and her husband are in Hawaii tonight, so.
Nice.
Just a little up-to-date thing.
I wonder if she's being vacation Shannon.
I hope so.
Please,
hope
Lord.
So. Yes.
I like that's my favorite.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Megan takes issue with Vicky being invited to this dinner. She apparently 2 days before said she was okay with it, and now she's like, you know, the moment that we share doesn't mean that we're on the fast track to being friends. Like, I want nothing to do with her. And Tamara didn't seem to really get it. She was more pissed that I guess she got the message wrong. But, I mean, what difference does it make?
I feel like it was Megan's party, or they tried to make it, so it was like...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There was gonna draw some attention away from her. You never know what Vicky's gonna do. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that's why she didn't want her there. She probably took it back in her head.
Yeah, but I think Tamara thought she was doing something that was okay.
Yeah.
Definitely, I felt a little bad for her in this situation. It seemed like she couldn't really do the right thing for Megan, regardless of whatever the right thing may be. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that Megan's got a lot going on at this point, and like hormones, that kind of stuff is no joke. So I'm gonna give her a pass on this one, but she was being a little difficult.
Yeah, and I had forgotten momentarily the whole basis of her not wanting Vicky there, and it was pretty major. I mean, she spent the entirety of last season trying to like take Vicky down and prove Brooks wrong and all of this, so it really was personal to her and major to her, so she's gonna hold on to that a long time, I think. Yeah, regarding definitely. Vicky.
Oh yeah, for sure. Let's talk about Heather had a scene where she went to the doctor's. And she, not the doctor's office, but the show the doctors.
The doctors.
Yes. And we had to have basically like a scene that was like, yeah, my husband works a lot, but so do I. I'm busy too. So it's a little bit of like a spotlight on her hustle, which I like anyway. I mean, I like to see that she's one of the rare housewives that has a lot going on, and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
She's a smart mom. She's a smart woman. I feel like that was really carefully planned out. Like, we see her, you know, we see her do her thing, but at the end of the day, it's like she wants to be relatable to the viewers, to not fall out with anybody. So it was nice to see her working and doing everything that she does that we don't normally see.
And she's now also co-hosting E's botched post-op. So that's really interesting too. I think they just launched it like last week, or if they haven't launched it, they were putting teasers up on social media.
I believe they did it last season.
They did,
but not for every episode.
They're coming in for the new season. I guess it's the start of the new season.
Yeah,
and they were teasing on social media, like Dr. Nassif and probably Terry, like they all had it on their social media, and it just looked fun. Like, they're just having fun on Botched, and Heather just jumps in because she's part of it. It's like,
did you catch them on Watch What Happens Live? It was a good show.
There was the guys,
right? The two guys. Yeah, I like them.
I still have recorded so much.
I'm gonna watch that.
It was a good one. I like
that Heather acknowledges that she's like, I do have the help at home, yes, and that is how I am able to do these things. Like, that is clearly for the stay-at-home mom out there, or you know, the working mom, whoever. She's smart. She knows she needs to maintain relatability, like you said, and she's got to say like, yes, I can do this because of my wealth. Right, so don't hate me. And we don't, Heather.
Nobody hates you here.
We don't.
So we transition to the holistic doctor, Dr. Tim. And at first I was like, oh, what's this? Is this a filler scene? Whatever. You know, he's working with Megan, his friend of Shannon's. But then we find out that he was at that 70s party. And so he witnessed a lot of this stuff go down. And what else can we say?
That wasn't planned at all for him to be there, for her to go to an appointment, right?
Yeah. I noticed him at that party, though. I noticed him in the back because he was not in costume. Remember, there was like this random guy in a shot with no costume on.
Oh, that's weird. I don't remember him at all. And why wouldn't he have a costume? Come on, Dr. Tim.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's all very interesting.
It is. And it got pretty heated between the ladies.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Shannon was tough on Tamara and Megan for lightening up towards the Vicky situation, and then they kind of turned the tables on her and said, well, lightening up, like, you had your 70s party last week or a week ago, and you invited invited Vicky.
So that
was actually like appropriate that they would mention that.
Right, and I think it's interesting for Shannon to be taking such this hardcore stance against Vicky, because number one, we've said this before, they had a really close friendship previously, so for her to just scrap it and not want any sort of reconciliation is like a little interesting to me. Also, she really went to therapy for a long time to learn how to forgive David. So I feel like, you know, as a person learning that skill and those ideals of like forgiveness and understanding the other person, she sure is being hard on Vicky. You know,
You know what I think it is? Honestly, I feel like she's confused. It's like having that friend that you want in your life, you had so many fun times with, you can party with, you can, you know, do your day-to-day things with, and just because there's been so much miscommunication, she's finding a struggle within herself to kind of forgive her. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's that with
when
her.
When you get to that point where you can't define a friendship, then it's over.
Yeah.
Right.
In my opinion.
I don't know if it's over, though.
And it's spilling over into your other friendships. I mean, granted, the ladies needed to have the conversation they had in this scene and say, like, Shannon was going, well, you said you didn't want to let her back in like this, and this is exactly what's happening. And Tamara's going, well, we don't need to be that unforgiving. They needed to hash this out for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think certain people expire in your life. And I don't mean that like in a disposable sense, like you just go through friends and throw people away. It's just, I don't know. I have some friends like that back home that were just outgrown. It's just like, it's just not the same.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, the majority of scenarios we're dealing with on the show are group scenarios. They are group parties, group get-togethers. So I just really feel like you do not have to be best friends with everyone, yet everyone should be able to come together. Like, to exclude Vicky, no one's asking you to go one-on-one, you know, go have lunch with her or go spend the night or whatever, you know? Right? it's just a group thing. So if you don't want to talk to her, fine, talk to Tamara, talk to whoever. It's just a group thing. So that's funny to me, too. It's like, who can we exclude?
Yeah.
It's like, why not just be civil?
It becomes like a territorial thing, I feel like, with Shannon, because, I mean, she knows the relationship that Tamara has with Vicky, and I feel like she knows that Tamara's more forgiving. So for her to see Tamara go back, she's like, wait, you're going to end up being her best friend. You're not going to be my friend. And then that's where it gets choppy on Housewives. That's how I feel.
So
like,
true, Thomas.
I feel like that's why she's confused.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I see them kind of coming back together at some point. Maybe not anytime soon.
I would like that.
At some point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe just by association to the show, too. Like, a normal life would be easy to turn someone off.
Their winter commercial.
Yeah. Well, Kelly had an interesting comment. She said, well, all the things that were said against me at the 70s party I know are not true, so I didn't get upset. However, I get very defensive when something is untrue.
Yep, she said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're all on the same page, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And then we learned that getting very defensive means a lot of things. But before we get into everything that happened, she said that she sent a text message to Shannon saying that she should tell her friend Nina to get a lawyer because she's going to sue her for defamation. And, I mean, where is Nina? Why is she should be making an appearance at one of these events or having a one-on-one with Shannon or something.
Yeah.
Don't you
want
to kind of hear from her a little
bit?
Oh,
I want to hear so much more. So much more.
Well, there's a lot of discussion of her, so I feel like she should have a voice in all
this. Maybe Nina should call us.
Yes.
I know she should.
Well,
she left me with my catchphrase I've been saying for weeks now.
Oh, please. Let us know. What is this catchphrase?
Oh, my God.
It was our favorite ever.
I love it.
Oh, don't be so ghetto.
Yes.
I've been saying that every day.
Yes.
Well, Shannon calls Tamara immediately, and Tamara, I can't say she was caught because she owned it, but she's like, yeah, I told her that, you know, Nina said that you perform sexual activity for money.
Yeah. It's always like a twist of words. It's like she didn't say prostitute. I know that she was insinuating that, but that's how they hype it up, and they put stigmas and names with people just to make it even worse.
Right.
But that's Tamara's role in OC. I mean, she's always the messenger.
Yeah. Always connecting the dots.
Now that she's closer to God, it's even harder to not like her.
I know.
And somewhere she needed it.
I agree.
She needed
it
as a shield.
It's harder.
The protection of Jesus.
And in the last few seasons, she's figured out that she should own up to it, and she gets in less trouble than lying about whether she told someone something.
Right.
Remember, that was kind of the old MO. And now
she's
like,
that lesson.
I said it.
Yeah.
Be mad, but not too mad.
Right. Well, and the whole thing of Kelly getting upset, I do not understand that. I do not understand why Kelly's upset. I do not understand why if some stranger she's never met before, she said that many times, said something like that about her, especially what she said, like specifically what she said. Why does it matter?
This is her first taste at reality TV, and she knows that's going to make the air show. So I think that she's like,
I sure hope
this
she's
is how I'm being
on.
Introduced. Like, I feel like she's in that point where she's realizing she's losing control of her self-image to the product that is The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
And we've all kind of been, well, I think most of us have kind of been Team Kelly so far.
Yeah.
Or at least I think Thomas and I have.
Oh, that was the divide.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. I don't dislike her.
I'm making it clear.
Thomas and I have been giving her the benefit of the doubt until tonight.
Tonight.
You agree?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So we're on the same page still. Yeah. Tonight was like a little bit of a game changer. Yeah. She did not carry herself well. Mm-hmm. She brought up this conversation out of nowhere for no reason. She already squashed it with Shannon. Why bring it up? Mm-hmm. Why keep getting so mad? It's not true. So calm down. Right?
I don't know.
Like all of these things.
I just feel like she comes off, I don't know about you guys, as like a very strategic person.
Kelly.
So I feel like there's no big moment that happened now. It's drawing attention on her. Like she's using this opportunity to blow it up and to manifest it into something bigger than it really is. Because I'm sure she's been called worse things before. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody might have at some point. But I feel like with her, she's using this and it's something that's going to affect everybody because everybody was there. So, I don't know. I'm seeing
I still think it's her just adjusting to be on camera and having people say anything against her. You know, because she knows that that's out there and it's hard for her to control. Some people get like that.
Yeah. But she's, like, I feel like she's going into so many, like, she's turning to the left with every single cast member. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes for great TV and it also makes for the next season where she has to do the apology tour. So, I feel like maybe it might be to hang on. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would really like to see how she would behave in a situation where there's no alcohol. That has been a major factor in every single one of the times that this is broken down. Every lunch they go to and she's lamenting every time. We get, by the end of the scene, a very, very intoxicated Kelly.
Right. And she's, like, visually intoxicated.
You can see it happen quickly.
You can see it on her.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into all the details of the party, and Thomas Lynch's apology tour, Vicky's here. Vicky's here. She has something to say to Megan. Before we get into all that, let's turn to Blake with some news and more from our sponsor.
Exactly. We have a really excellent sponsor here at AfterBuzz TV that we want to talk to you guys about. They are called Eloquy, and they are a online retailer offering women's plus-size clothing and accessories. Christy and I had some accessories, and we were really excited about them. I'm wearing this little kind of gold cuff with turquoise inlays, and I got this really beautiful kind of marble pendant.
I like that.
With kind of gold chain and a gold backing. Really, really beautiful, really fun accessories, and really fun clothes. So a little more about the company. Eloquy originally was part of The Limited, which started in 2011. After closing in the summer of 2013, the online outcry from disappointing customers was palpable, and former Eloquy employees and investors revived the brand in 2014. It is now based in New York and Columbus, Ohio. Eloquy was launched directly in response to consumer demand for stylish clothing choices for plus-size women. The store's product concept is trend-driven and contemporary fashion for women sized 14 to 28, with new styles added to the site daily and full collections launched every month. Huffington Post says, this online retailer is changing the world of plus-size fashion. Glamour says, the fashion gods have heard your prayers. Everybody is loving everything that they're getting. We have some friends here at AfterBuzz TV, Yel and Tiana and a bunch of others who specifically say, we've got a couple quotes here. Yel says, I love my Eloquy stuff. It's so cute and classy. I can't wait to wear more. Tiana says, I've loved everything from Eloquy. The clothes make me feel cute, sexy, and confident.
Yes.
How great. And they look good.
And they look
And even if you're,
so
even if you're
good.
Not plus size, though, the accessories are fantastic. They have shoes as well. I got a really beautiful rose quartz necklace and some earrings.
Nice.
Really unique stuff that's well-priced and well-made. It's great. You guys should check it out.
And really fun and different. Like, all the pieces that even just Christy and I got, each of them were really unique and really fun. So there's a lot to choose from. There's a lot of really fun options.
And we have a code. Yes.
We do. Yes. Yes, we do. For 50% off of your first item and 40% off any additional items, visit eloquy.com/buzzny. And for a quick spelling so we all know how to get there, it's eloquii.com/buzzny. Just the letters BUZZNY. And that'll get you there. And it's just exciting. You know, you'll get all this discount of all these really beautiful clothes. The shipping is through, hang on, this is some important information. They ship throughout the U.S. and Canada, and it's free on orders over $100.
Ooh,
nice. No questions asked, no hassle exchanges, which are free for items purchased within the last 30 days. And, of course, you can also return the item if you are not satisfied for your money back.
That's great.
That's
thank
amazing.
You.
But you will be satisfied.
Yes.
You've got nothing to lose.
Head to eloquy.com. /BuzzNY.
Love
yes.
it.
Yes. And then you can show up in your new outfit, take off your shoes, and go sit down at this Japanese restaurant and watch the women behave very poorly. Let's talk about
the
Lizzie
that's something
behavior.
Tamara should have sent out in the invite. Like, don't worry about your shoe selection. We'll be sitting down. It's traditional Japanese stuff.
And nobody follows the rule.
Yes. No, and she didn't even know. She's like, oh, but my shoes are really cute.
Well, and Kelly had to remind everyone that her shoes were very expensive because they were snakeskin.
Yeah. Well, she's a millionaire, a multimillionaire.
For years, a millionaire.
So, of course, her things will be expensive.
Sounds like me trying to convince them not to throw my stuff out at the airport a couple weeks ago. Like, no, that's...
But I'm a millionaire!
It's very expensive!
Oh, no. Did they throw things out on you?
They tried. What? They tried.
Lord. Oh, TSA.
Well, Vicky wastes no time running up to Megan, and Megan is clearly not interested. She's like, I wish she had a job or, like, something related to not being able to come to this event. And so there was some gift exchange. It looked like, I don't know, like a book or something.
Like a book and a stuffed animal kind of thing?
Yeah. Something was exchanged.
An olive branch.
Yes. An olive branch. That's exactly what it was.
And then Vicky said, like, yeah, no, I just want to be friends again. I'm sorry. And she starts, like, pulling Megan's hair. And Megan's like, thanks. Like, we're, like, it's not going to happen.
That was really funny.
Vicky was trying, though, right?
She was.
Well, she's made it clear she doesn't want to be friends. Right. She just wants to be friends.
Just regular friends.
She wants to see Megan and Jim, and instead of telling them that they're going to get divorced soon, ask them how they are.
Yep.
Simple request.
Yep.
Well, Kelly's seeing red. She's really upset just to be in the same room as Shannon, and Shannon doesn't look that bothered to me. I'm like, I don't. Is this the dramatics of it all, or what?
I think she was.
She
exhausted.
Knew that Kelly was going to do herself in. I think is what it was. Yeah. She just had to sit back and smile and not drink too much.
They gave Shannon a really bad seed. Who wants to be all the way dark, like at the damn wall? I never liked sitting next to walls at restaurants. I didn't like the seating. They should have put her little. Yeah. You know, I get that they need to be separated, but you're going to put Shannon next to the damn wall. Of course, she didn't say anything.
Like,
no one can hear.
Sarah next to the damn wall.
Exactly.
That's true.
We need Shannon center stage, please. I just really did not understand this whole thing. I'm just very perplexed. Like, Shannon did seem like just cordial, just civil, just not about to start things. And Kelly just flew off the handle. And she said it was because she found out this new information. Tamara told her about the S&D comment, and that just, like, put her over the edge. But I just don't understand why.
It seemed to me like Kelly was trying to get a reaction out of Shannon because she sat there and she said, her and her disgusting friends, she kind of kept looking over.
So loud.
They're so gross. Everything they kept saying, all of Shannon's friends. Like, Shannon didn't take the bait.
She didn't.
I would have. That would have. I would definitely use that as a way in. Because I'll be like, I don't let someone talk about me when I'm in the room like that. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't happen.
I don't know why I feel like she's so gone when she's in these moments, Kelly. Like, I feel like she might be drinking way too much, and by the time the cameras are rolling, it's like anything goes. And it's not a good look.
Totally. And we're seeing now, too, that she's really not making a lot of sense. Like, I think the first time I saw it was maybe something in the last episode we saw, and then a lot in tonight's episode. It's like she keeps talking, saying certain points. Megan was asking her a question, but she, like, kept talking over here, and it's like she's not coherent. When she gets on a tirade, she's just blinders on, and she's not paying attention to anything. Yes. It's interesting.
I think she knows it, too, or like you said, she's starting to figure out how she's looking, because I think that's where the comments about, oh, I'm educated and I'm a multimillionaire came from, because she's like, I have to say something about myself that's not, I'm a drunk, like, foul-mouthed jerk.
Crazy yelling lady.
None of the women pointed out, like, nobody has pointed out, like, you know, you might be drinking way too much, or no one's confronted her head-on. Maybe that might be later on, but I just feel like when I look at her talking to some of the things that she's saying, I feel like she's, like, blacked out.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, blacked out. And then she maybe wakes up from her blackout when she realizes nobody's at the table anymore. And she has to run outside and say sorry to people. Right. I really feel like that about her. I hope she gets... I think you're so right.
I think that's going to come up. I think at some point, some of the ladies are going to bring that up as an issue.
That might be her storyline. Mm-hmm.
She had that right before she lashed out on Shannon. What did Shannon say to her to set her off to call her the C word?
I believe Shannon was saying that Nina had not made those comments.
Yeah.
Everyone else was backing her up and saying, yes, that they heard it. And Shannon just kept saying, no, she didn't say that.
Yeah, and then so that results in you're a C word, and shut the F up, she said to Tamara, because Tamara tried to jump in, right?
Mm-hmm, and called her a dumb F.
A dumb F, yeah.
Which was really harsh. I mean, Kelly was directing her anger at all these other people that are her friends, at least have been her friends to this point. Maybe not Shannon, but, you know, everyone else on this side of her table. It was just, like, very strong. And it was weird because, like you said, it's almost like she snapped out of it.
Yeah, and then when she came out, snapped out of it.
When she came outside, she was lovely and, oh, I'm so sorry, and apologetic. And she seemed genuine to me.
She's got a lot bottled up, you know? She's got a lot bottled up.
Yeah.
In my opinion. You know, I feel like with her, watching her swift reaction like that with names and everything, there's a lot under the surface. I think it has to do with that marriage. Yeah. Tamara says, how is she affecting your life? Like, how is this girl's comments really affecting your life? How is any of this happening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she calls Tamara the name. And then Heather, another party heard from, who had nothing to say through all this, is apparently boiling over.
I was just so surprised.
Yes.
So surprised.
So Shocking. She's disgusted. She says, this is not okay. And my favorite moment of the episode is when she said, leave.
I know.
One word is enough for me.
That was interesting that Kelly kind of shut that down, too. Like, I feel like that's why I kind of like her in a way, because she's not going to, I mean, Heather.
She's not a pushover.
I get it. Heather has a lot of power. She's a powerful woman, but she's not a pushover, and she's definitely going to not listen. I mean, they're grown women, so for someone to say that is, I think Heather's used to people following her orders. She might have been like, okay, then I'm going to leave. Fine.
Yep.
Kelly even said, who are you, the boss?
Although I think at that point, Kelly maybe should have bowed out gracefully.
Oh, yeah. She
and
wasn't.
Said, like, you can't kick me out. I don't want to be here anyway. Yeah. I mean, she said some pretty immature stuff before that. What difference would it make?
Right. Or, again, I just really feel like part of etiquette and hosting parties and life is that the host needs to step in. You're having this party, absolutely. Especially if you're around the situation and can. Like, if you left to pick up more liquor or you're in the bathroom or, I don't know, you're not, you know, like, if you're not around, fine. But if you're around and you're witnessing it, I mean, this is your party. You put it together. Like, you need to diffuse it. And especially Tamara, Christly Tamara, should have been like, whoa, 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 ladies. Like, Kelly, calm it down. Yeah. Heather, like, let's all, you know, whatever. Yeah. But none of that happened. No diffusing ever happens in these situations.
It wouldn't be Tamara if it was if she came out with the freaking fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm. She's not going to bring it. She made that happen.
Well, Heather had to remind us of her wonderful life. She said, I have a nice life. I just don't want to be associated with this. I just don't want her near me and all that. So she's let us know. And then so that was pretty much the end of that. That moment, anyway, with her. Things kind of dissolved at the dinner. Vicky... What is all this? I don't even know. I don't even know what
everybody
this note
tried
is.
To make nice, and Heather cried, and it was weird.
Yes,
Heather had a meltdown.
Oh, that was the scene that I wanted to say.
Oh man,
yes. How Vicky said that I've apologized to to everybody, and then Heather said, "No, you have not." But that's okay. But you have not. Something like that. She was
like, "Wait, I'm not trying to make this worse." But no, you have.
She was fuming.
That was the point I wanted to make.
I don't know why I low key felt like she said like she was that upset in the car because she went off on Vicky. I feel like it was more, you know, she didn't have to go there. It was the situation that forced her to act that way. So
for
I think
sure. It
was part of her
She wouldn't
behavior,
have said that otherwise.
Like, you know? She felt like she gave in to the role-based BS.
She did. Yeah. And I felt like that was the hard part for her. I feel like...
And she did, because she reacted that way. I mean, all the rest of the women sat there and observed. And nothing was directed at Heather. She could have sat there and observed, too. Or tried to defuse the situation... Mm-hmm. Not that way. Yeah. Not screaming and adding to it. So that was really interesting to see her that way.
What was the switch?
Yeah. Not even Megan could shut that down.
No. And even in Heather's...
She's useless. In a good way.
Well, she's like almost pregnant at this
point.
What
is her relationship? Can you guys like
she's
tell me? What is her relationship with Kelly? Like they were supposed to... She put her on. You put her on your show. I feel like they never see each other. They're hardly hanging out.
That's true.
Kelly's it's been like
they
not
may
very
have
nice.
Never, they may have never together. Met each other before that first shoot when they were supposed to be friends. We don't know. Right? Yeah. We probably never will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It's so interesting.
It's an interesting relationship.
I know. They're all interesting. Like all the dynamics of these ladies... especially like the newer ones like Kelly, like Heather. I mean, I know Heather's been around for a couple seasons, but I mean,
Like, we've never seen this side of her, of what happened tonight. And even in her interview, like, her face was just so different when she was talking about it. I mean, normally she's fun and champs and, you know, whatever, light in her interview. And this time she was, like, stone-faced and she was like, this is unacceptable. I will not take it.
Yeah, she was.
Get out of here, Kelly.
She doesn't want. I give her credit. She doesn't want to be on a ratchet reality show. And when it gets to that level,
and I get that. Yeah,
I get that level. It's like, all right, this is. I'm out. Like, this is not part of my brand. I'm done.
Even in life, like, don't you just get irritated in some situations when people are acting crazy or whatever? You're just like, I'm out of this. I think it was the dropping of the C bomb that sent her over the edge. Mm-hmm. Grant, you were saying what was the switch? I think you can just see that in your head as it's happening. As a housewife, you know how promos and trailers work, and you just see that for the next year of your life.
That was
kind of
Bad Girls Club.
Yes. And then, like, so she said it was low based BS. I guess we've rest our case then. Yeah. Kelly then turns around and goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you that. I'm sorry, let me just give you a hug. And it's like, wait, who is this now?
Just like a little innocent.
I didn't mean
like a little innocent princess. Just, I'm so sorry.
Those are the people that I feel are the housewives that need the most help. Because if they're not seeing it, if they're not seeing it, I know, seriously, she's saying out with Tamara Moore instead of Vicky. I feel like she's going to be doing that a lot, I feel, until she recognizes that she needs to get some professional help on her anger issues, and she keeps bringing it up.
And that's okay.
And that's going to be her thing, I feel, for the show, you know.
And what's interesting, too, just one more point about Kelly, is that she said that she endured the comments from Nina at the party. And at first she was irritated, but she, whatever, you know, kind of let it go. She said it wasn't until she came home and told Michael, her husband, and then Michael was like, wow. So I feel like Michael probably egged her on, stirred her up, got her all riled up about the situation, which if you're married to Kelly, are you really trying to do that? Why wouldn't Michael be like, so what? Mm-hmm. Tell her, get over that. Who cares? Who's this woman to your multi-million dollar life? Right? Yeah. Like, she's nothing to you. Get over it. We're fine. Right. Get over it. But he didn't. Michael, he didn't do it.
Well, at the end, they say they a scene, Tamara and Shannon, where they kind of psychoanalyzed her. And Shannon's like, no, she's straight up evil. She's an evil person. But then Tamara says that she sees pain. And that she flashed back to the scene with Gina and the place that she was in when she was married to Simon. So I can kind of understand. I mean, I'm behind what Tamara said. Like, there's something beneath the surface. She had a lot bottled up. And maybe it was just the alcohol, but I don't. Maybe it was a combination of it. Has to be.
I think it has to be. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know who's there for it is Vicky, for sure. I feel like Vicky knows what's happening. I mean, if someone's going to go completely OC and out of control, and she's just sitting next to her, I mean, Vicky has to know, okay, I'm rolling with her. She's like the one that's not, like, nobody is in love with Vicky this season. So she's holding on to whoever's going to.
Was Vicky sitting next to Kelly? Yeah. It was Vicky, Kelly, Megan. Right? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, interesting.
And you see already on the next episode, they're hanging out. I feel like they're excluded in the next thing, so.
They're still hanging out with each other. And then what'd Kelly say? They hate us because they can't be us.
Yeah, they can't be us.
They hate us because they can't be us. Oh, please.
Let's transition to some news and gossip.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Christy, what do you got?
Well, they hate us because they ain't us sounds more like something that former RHOC star Alexis Bellino might say. Now, we know that her financial situation with her husband was well documented on the show, something that they were always kind of defending. My news today is that Alexis and Jim have purchased a $3.65 million home in San Juan Capistrano. It has a guest house, a barn, a pavilion, 5 beds, 6 bath, 7,300 square feet.
Wow.
Apparently they're doing something right, y'all.
Yeah, those trampoline parks. They keep opening more and more. I'm glad. I thought you were going to say they filed for bankruptcy or something.
I did too.
And I was like, I do hate to hear that. I don't like anyone to have to go that far, but I'm glad to see they're doing well.
Yeah, so congrats to them. And a little follow-up from last week. We didn't hear anything on tonight's episode about Vicky's phone call to Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened with that voicemail? Right. Well, Brooks confirmed via Twitter he responded to someone asking him, and he said that he did not respond to Vicky's voicemail, and he agreed with this other tweeter that Vicky needs to move on.
Good.
Oh, so he was throwing some shade.
Who would have thought he'd be the more reliable one? Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to be associated.
Yep, but I couldn't agree with that more. Thank you, Brooks. Finally.
That's right.
And hopefully Vicky, in a learning moment, hopefully she's embarrassed enough by that moment not to do that S anymore.
Right. No. Hopefully that was the last straw. Mm. I hate that had to be the last straw, though. I wish she would have just
been the winner.
Stayed strong, Vicky.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give in.
Well, another little real-time tidbit update for you. Shannon just said in an interview this week that she has never been called that word that Kelly called her tonight. And she was really taken aback by it. She said the 70s party, the lunch with Kelly, and this boat incident all happened within about a week of each other. So that helps maybe explain why emotions are so raw. Meanwhile, Kelly was on Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop podcast this week, and she was spilling all kinds of tea, talking all kinds of crap about the housewives, and actually one of Heather's high school classmates is kind of coming out of the woodwork in the blogs now and saying Kelly has always been a mean girl. She was known to fight and spread rumors and lie about which town she was from. So, of course, those people are going to come out when you're on reality TV.
Yeah.
And some happy, happy news. Heather's podcast, which she did talk about tonight, Heather's World, is going on a live tour. Wow. If you are in New Jersey, you can catch her in September. She'll be in Vegas in October and right here in Anaheim, California in December. Don't fret, though. More dates are being added for Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, and San Francisco coming soon. And that book that she talked about tonight, we haven't heard a lot about. It's apparently on how to age gracefully, or has something to do with aging.
Oh, okay.
And is already a number one new release on Amazon. It doesn't even come out for quite a while yet.
Wow.
I know.
I thought it was going to be something home-related. Like a design or like a happy life home book because of her saga building that house. But good for her.
Yeah, aging gracefully, really, I wonder, with medical insight from her husband or from a personal standpoint.
It's probably a big commercial book for their skincare line.
Wow.
Right? Like read my book, Christy, but also you're going to be suggested to buy my skincare
line. It's just the products.
Yes.
You know, I listened to her podcast. She did a live show in Anaheim about 3 weeks ago, and it was actually pretty good.
How fun. Yes. You should go.
We have to.
Do a live report
from
Heather Live.
Yeah, it was good. She goes out. She's herself. She gives her some advice. She gives some life tips, and she has a conversation.
Sure.
It was pretty good. In the meantime, I'm promoting her podcast, so I'm going to promote my own. Find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants, and you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk.
Well, there are lots of new juicy red carpet interviews at ChristyReports.com. And please also follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram at ChristyReports.
All right, everybody, follow me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And you can find me, Blake V, on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
All right.
Sounds great. We'll catch you next week.
We'll see. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.